Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today's episode, I want to talk about online businesses that you can start today that you can work from home and it can provide you with an income in these times that we're going through, in this crazy pandemic crisis. The world is being engulfed by a pandemic at the time this was recorded, called coronavirus COVID-19, and the issue is that a lot of people live in places that are getting locked down and they have to stay home and self-isolate. So, of course, that comes with issues where, you know, when you can't be out in public in groups, that means you can't go to work and stuff like that, and you can't make money. So what are you going to do? And, you know, it's going to be a long-term issue. As the world really tries to get a hold of this and to, you know, break through it, parts of the world are doing better. Other parts of the world are just starting to begin to see it. We don't really know how long this is going to last for. So it's really a good time, since you're spending a lot of time at home now, self-isolating, that, you know, you get to work on something that's going to, you know, help your financial future and provide you a means to make money through passive income, through online sources that, you know, you don't have to go to a certain workplace for and work for a boss and stuff like that. It's totally possible. So I'm going to go over a bunch of those today, things that I've done and work and other things that you can do. So the first and foremost, of course, what this podcast is about is e-commerce, and specifically high-ticket dropshipping. What that means, e-commerce is basically, you know, selling goods online, physical products. And e-commerce can also be selling digital products, and, you know, can also be selling services, things like that. Okay, so e-commerce is when you buy something on the internet. And high-ticket dropshipping is a very specific business model. Dropshipping in of itself is a really simple model where you move, you know, goods from a supplier to your customer and you sell it through your website. You don't have to actually inventory anything, which makes it much more passive. It makes it so you can work from home. The stock is held at a warehouse the supplier owns and operates. And for the most case, high-ticket products or expensive products are actually sold and moved around in the USA. We don't really move these high-ticket products around the world because they're big and bulky and expensive, and so it makes it quite difficult to move from one place of the world to another. However, I have done it in the past with certain niches, and there's just more paperwork involved, same amount of profit, and it's a lower volume, so it's just really not worth it. I've had a lot of issues with damage and stuff shipping products from like the US to Europe and to Australia and things like that, and it just really isn't worth it. It's more worth it to do it domestically. So usually with high-ticket dropshipping, you're selling products over $500 to $1,000, and it's domestically, using domestic suppliers to domestic customers. The farthest it's going to go is like Los Angeles to New York or Seattle to Florida, that kind of thing. So with that in mind, you know, you can start a business, high-ticket dropshipping, from anywhere in the world, doing it in the U.S. market, because the U.S. is the biggest market. You could also do it in the Australian market. But you have to go through the stages of business formation and tax liabilities, which can be quite a hassle for you, okay? Especially if you're doing business from Europe, or if you're doing business from Asia, or, you know, other parts of the world, and you have to form a business in the USA. It's quite difficult. Like, the first and foremost, the most important thing you need is an EIN, an employer identification number. And you can get it as a foreigner, okay? It's really easy. You just, you know, look it up on the IRS website and call in and apply for one. Once you get an EIN, you can technically go get a U.S. checking account, but they're going to want you to have a U.S. address as well. And you can get a virtual office with any service online, but most banks don't allow for that. They're not going to let you set up a bank account with a virtual office address. You need a residential address. So if you can't afford to go out and pay rent or get, you know, a lease on a small residential place somewhere in the U.S. so you can set up an account, you're going to have to go through a third party to do it. You just have to look up online for third parties that offer lease agreements for virtual mailboxes. Some of them do. So you can sneak your way into a U.S. bank account pretty easily by doing that. And then you're set. If you just can't get a U.S. bank account, or you can't even go to the U.S., you can still work with this. There's a company called TransferWise, and they move money from the U.S. abroad to any country, and it's for a small fee. So a small percentage of your profits will go towards paying to move money from the U.S. to the country that you're in, to your local bank account, so you can use that money yourself for your income, okay? So the most important thing that you have to know is your tax liabilities, and I am not a CPA. I cannot consult you on your specific tax liabilities. All I can tell you is advice and ideas on how to form your business in the U.S. Because I've done it before. So if you are looking to get started with this and you're outside the U.S., definitely consult a attorney or CPA locally. Find out what your tax liabilities are still, even if you're doing business abroad. Okay, so high-ticket dropshipping, generally speaking, is a good model for people that already have some business experience and have some capital saved up to invest, $500 to $1,000 or more. Okay, maybe you already have a job, or you have some sort of, you know, income or savings or something like that. Okay, because it's expensive products, it's higher risk as well. Higher profits per product, so it's a low volume, you know, business model. You can start out low volume and still make a good income, but it's something that requires a little bit higher risk management. So keep that in mind. Now, it doesn't mean you actually can't start one of these businesses without any experience, and people have and people do. It's just, it's very rare. Okay, so just know that you're gonna have to learn fast. You're gonna have to learn all about business. It's just like any normal business. It's not gonna get rich quick scheme. It doesn't happen overnight. It can take 6 months to 3 years just to get profitable with one of these stores. And it's because it takes a lot of time and work. And if you spend a lot of time at home right now, then great, you can spend all day building one of these stores out and you can be quite profitable, because there's lots of USA suppliers that manufacture in the US or that have stocked up on their, you know, best-selling items a lot and have plenty of inventory available. Even though they might order from China, some Chinese factories are still open, and China is actually doing a good job of controlling the virus. It seems like, according to the media, who really knows how accurate that is, because China's government is communist and they control the media, so we don't really know if they're just fudging that or not. But according to the media, things are getting better over there, which is great, and some factories are still open and reopening, so that's really good news. So hopefully high ticket dropshipping will still be a really good business model for the time being, and you know, and into the future, even with this global pandemic that we're in. A lot of people are buying things from home now, which is great for e-commerce in any sense of the word, because people are at home and they're on their phones. They're on Facebook looking for updates. So if you put Facebook ads, people are going to, you know, see them. And they're on their emails looking, communicating with people. So send out email marketing. You can sell to people a lot now, okay? Even more so because they're looking for it. And I'm here to help you, you know, to start a business where you can sell things online, just like I have. All right, so that's the first model that I teach, high-ticket dropshipping. It's pretty simple. If you want more information on that, go to ecommerceparadise.com. I got a free niches list, free mini course, all sorts of free resources and free articles for you to read. Check out the YouTube channel as well and listen to the rest of the podcast episodes. All right, guys, so another business model would be, you know, affiliate marketing. I started out in the very first place doing affiliate marketing. Usually the way you do it is by creating some sort of content online, whether it be videos or a blog post. You know, there's many different ways to create content, create a podcast of your own. And once you've created that content around a particular niche market, around a particular category of topics, then you can start looking at service providers and software and products and stuff like that in that niche market that people consume. And you can figure out how to recommend that to your audience. So people usually recommend, you know, the best this or the best that to their audience. If I were to start a podcast about skateboarding, then I would recommend the best skateboards, you know, for street skating to my audience, that kind of thing. And people interested in that particular market would probably go and read that article and maybe even purchase one of those products. And I, if I link to the person who sold it, like Amazon or skatewarehouse.com or whatever it was, then I might get a commission if they buy within a certain period of time. And that's how affiliate marketing works. Now, I don't get paid out the commission immediately. Affiliate marketing, the way programs usually work, is you get paid out 30 to 60 days later after you earn that commission. So a lot of people do a thing called high ticket affiliate marketing. It's kind of like high ticket dropshipping, where you're promoting you know, things that are over $500 and you're referring people to them. And usually the margin's about, you know, 10 to 30%, maybe sometimes up to 50% or more on these high ticket affiliate programs, sometimes less. But, you know, generally speaking, you'll find them in that range. And those programs are very lucrative, because if you find the right audience and you make the right messaging, generally speaking, the competition is lower and the rewards are much higher. So high-ticket affiliate marketing is a great way to go. And usually what it requires, though, is that you go and do a lot more work to sell it. You cannot just recommend it. You have to provide bonuses and a lot of content, and sometimes even do, you know, person-to-person communication. So if you're getting into high-ticket affiliate marketing, chances are you're probably going to eventually be recreating that exact product or whatever you're referring to yourself and selling that direct to the marketplace. This is exactly what I ended up doing when I first got into dropshipping coaching and stuff like that. I was providing coaching and YouTube videos and stuff like that, and I was referring people to the Dropship Lifestyle program. And what I decided to do, since they weren't paying out on a regular basis and there was a lot of issues with them, and, you know, they didn't really like their coaches at the time, and they ended up firing a bunch of them because, you know, they thought they were competing or whatever. So I ended up dropping their affiliate program and creating a course myself and selling that course direct to the public. And over time it grew, and it's grown a lot into now what it is now, which is a big agency and marketplace, broker company, as well as coaching and services. So, you know, this is how kind of businesses evolve, but you can start off by at least creating content in a niche, okay? Creating content's where it all starts. So just today, write down things that you're good at, that you have skills about, and things that you enjoy writing about, like skills and passions in two separate lists, and then go through and try to find existing bloggers that are already blogging about that topic and referring people to affiliate products. If there's an existing market for that, then you're in a good place. If there's no existing market for it, then there might be issues with it, and that's probably why there's no existing market yet. Having no competitors isn't usually actually a good thing. It's kind of a bad thing. So verify that there's already an existing competitor out there for it, so that you can know the model actually works for that niche. And then from there, then you go and find the affiliate partners, and you create some content first, and then sign up for the affiliate partner, show them your content, and they'll probably approve you. And then you can start referring people to the affiliate partners, creating content specifically around them and doing all sorts of stuff. Okay, if you want advice on how to grow an affiliate marketing business or any kind of online business like that, I highly recommend reading the book Expert Secrets and also the book .com Secrets. Okay, those two books by Russell Brunson are really good. He also came up with a new one called Traffic Secrets. And those three books are in kind of a trilogy, and I believe he has one now, even a fourth book called Unlock the Secrets. And so his books are really great for understanding how all this stuff works. I highly recommend reading them. And anyway, so if you go to ecommerceparadise.com/resources, you can find all my resources on books and all sorts of stuff that, you should probably get started with as an entrepreneur that's going to help like fast track you to success. All right, so make sure you go there. All right, so high-ticket dropshipping was one. High-ticket affiliate marketing is another. Another people usually do is Kindle publishing. There isn't really a high-ticket version of Kindle publishing, but there is publishing books, and it's very passive. The way a book publishing company usually works is the author creates it, they have an editor edit it and proofread it, they have someone make the graphics for the cover, and then hire the publishing company to promote them. Okay, and now there's a thing called self-publishing, thanks to Amazon Kindle, which really kind of brought it into fruition and made it easy for the common person to publish a book and make it, popular. And Amazon Kindle is a free to sign up for platform. They don't charge any fees. So anybody can sign up for free, which is amazing. Anybody can write a book. A book doesn't have to be a million pages long. It could be as little as 1,000 words. They have a whole section on mini books. So you can literally write blog posts long books and, publish them to the Kindle marketplace and sell them. Now books usually sell between like 99 cents or for free, and all the way up to like 10 bucks, all right? And sometimes, higher than that, depending if it's like a textbook, sells for like 30, 50, 100 bucks, whatever. But usually regular books are like $3 up to a dollar, or up to $10. That's usually like the range. And the reason why I usually want to choose somewhere between $3 and $9.99 is because they give you a 70% commission on that. If you put your book at 99 cents, they only give you 30% commission, so it's not really worth it. So I recommend selling between $2.99 and $9.99. And it's pretty simple. So to write a book, you just first start with the outline idea. So something that you know about already is the best place to start. And you write out the outline, and then you fill in each thing. And if you're not really good at writing, you can speak your book and then go through and edit the text that comes out from the speech. A good transcription service is rev.com, R-E-V.com. You can speak into a microphone on your handheld device, just like I am here. Talk all you want on each particular topic. Go get it transcribed and then go read through it and edit it and make it into a readable book. And you want to obviously turn the outline into chapters and subsections, whatever, and spruce it up, make it look pretty and make it look fun. And remember, when you're writing a book, to tell lots of stories to illustrate your points, because stories are what keep people engaged. All right, don't make it too too manual-ish, make it more fun to listen to and read. All right, and then when you want to go get it edited, go to Fiverr.com or another outsourcing platform and hire an editor to edit your book for you. And they're going to format it for the Kindle publishing thing, which requires a special format. And once you get that done, then you get a graphic designer to make a cover for you. I highly recommend having a print version of your book as well as having a digital version. So you have the graphic designer make a digital version of your cover and a print version. And usually on the back, you have like a synopsis of the book plus maybe a quote from somebody who recommends you, that kind of thing. And you can just you can have your friend recommend you or whatever, but it's a lot more powerful if you have somebody in the space that people recommend you. It's really good for social proof, so try to get that done. And you have to make a sales page for the book, a nice description for it. And once you get it all prepped, then you can launch it on Amazon. And I highly recommend doing some sort of like a social media profile and getting a group that is interested in the topic together so that you can do a nice launch to that group. Or you can purchase Facebook ads and target the audience with an ad that'll get them into like a free lead generator, and then you have an email list And then you can send emails to that list for the book launch. And the idea is that as soon as the book launches, you want to let everybody know over the series of like 1 to 2 weeks. And you want to get as many reviews and purchases as possible, because that'll show the Kindle platform that your book is worthy and a lot of people like it and it's going viral. And they'll show it more organically within that. And you want to make sure that your book also has, the listing also has lots of keywords that are related to it, so that Amazon knows like which categories to push it into. And the ideal outcome is that you have lots of purchases and reviews within the first couple of weeks, and Amazon ranks you pretty high within those categories. And because of your SEO, it stays there and people find you organically and keep buying it. And of course, your quality is good and people enjoy it and naturally leave reviews, and your book grows from there, and you can continue to promote it as well. And then over time, you can really easily make updates to it because it's online. So all you have to do is update the file, send it back to them, and they'll update the thing. You can call it edition 1, edition 2, edition 3, whatever, update it every few months or something, every year. And once that's done, you can make the print version of the book, which is done through the same platform now. And once that's done, you can actually make an audiobook version through their platform called ACX. And ACX is really easy to use. So, you know, just have to speak it out yourself or hire somebody to do it for you. And boom, you got an audiobook that people can purchase on Audible, which is amazing because that'll grow your income a lot. People are making, you know, $10,000 a month and a lot more with Kindle publishing because they, you know, push their time and effort into doing it. And especially people that are older are doing really good with it because they have lots of experience in life and they can write all these books themselves. People that are younger that are into business are doing it too because they can use ghostwriters to make the books for them. And it may be cost between $100 and $300 to make a book, but if that book does really well, then it's going to make, you know, thousands of dollars every single month, which is, of course, the outcome that everybody wants to make. So that's Kindle publishing for you. Hopefully, you know, that was a useful explanation of it, and you can do it from home. And, you know, of course, people can consume them from home as well. So that's going to grow a lot. All right, guys. And the next thing I'll talk about is having some sort of a digital marketing agency or some kind of an agency, or just providing freelance services, really. An agency is just a business that has a team providing services. And outsources, you know, of course, and a freelancer is just someone who does it themselves, okay? So it's one or the other. You're going to start out as a freelancer usually, and then you're going to hire a team, train them to do what you do really well, and then you have an agency, okay? It takes a lot of work, but it's totally worth it because people buy services all the time, and they're super high profit margin, you know, 95% profit margin, depending on your ad spend, of course. Could be a lot less if you have high ad spend associated with it, but you know, regardless of that, services are great, and it just requires, you know, a lot of communication, a lot of organization, a lot of team building and team training and team management. And so if you're interested in building an agency, you can do them around social media marketing, you can do it around email marketing, you can do it with Google Ads, you know, things like that. I currently have an agency where I provide Google Ad services, Facebook ad services, email marketing services, Shopify services, things like that. And I, you know, have a team that I've trained that I continue to train and do that. So you can take my kind of work as an example. It wasn't easy. It took many years to build it up to the point that it is now. And we're currently scaling as well. So it's a lot of work. And I enjoy doing it because I enjoy the work and I enjoy it. So it really has to be something that you're passionate about and very skillful at. It has to match those two quite closely. So I think you'll be able to definitely build something out, but you have to choose the right thing. Okay. And yeah, so just think about that and look at the marketplace and see what people are willing to buy. You can go to any freelancing portal like Upwork.com and just look at all the different freelancing categories people purchase. You can go to Fiverr.com and do the same thing. And once you do that, you know, match it up between your skills and your passions and do something. If you don't have, you know, the ability to build a team out right now or whatever, you're just starting, start as a freelancer and promote your services on your own website as well as these platforms. Get some clients in, get them results, you know, start off. And once you have that going, then you can go from there. And, you know, a lot of companies are doing really good these days, guys. You don't even have to build your own business providing services. You can work remotely as a company providing them services directly as an employee. Okay, you can have a remote job. Like, look at companies like Slack and Zoom. In this recession, they're doing really good because people need to work from home, right? And they're probably hiring a lot now, even more, because, you know, they need more people to help them because they're scaling, even through this hard time. So look at people, look at companies like that and apply for jobs with those companies, and you can work remotely from home for technology companies, doing really simple stuff like customer service even, or data entry, or doing more complex tasks like managing their marketing campaigns and managing their communications with their customers and clients, and, you know, maybe being a high-level salesman managing VIP clients and things like that. So yeah, remote work and remote jobs are definitely possible these days, and it just requires a good application and a good attitude to get it, you know, and a willingness to follow up. Okay, you're selling yourself just like you'd sell anything else. So you really have to sell yourself a lot, which means, you know, being attentive and having a good attitude and learning fast, okay, applying yourself. Alright guys, and let me think here. Is there anything else? Yeah, there is. There's one more and it's really big, and that is online courses and membership sites, okay? Online courses and membership sites have grown a lot, and online education is going to grow a lot even more now because people have to learn from home. Schools are closed throughout like parts of the United States and in Europe. People have to, you know, go to classes online, and they're probably going to be searching for online courses a lot now too. So it's the best place to be to have an online course. And if you're on a platform that has online courses all over the place, like Udemy.com, then you're probably going to see your sales go up a lot. And if you're not, then definitely get there. Online courses are one of the most profitable things because they're high margin. You create them once, maybe update them a little bit over time, and you just involve yourself in the community and the Q&A. And from there, it's pretty passive. And, you know, sales just come in. You just have to set up a marketing funnel, a sales funnel. And if it's your own platform, your own course, you have to maybe create a webinar or like a product launch funnel, or you just drive leads all the time to the sales page with email marketing, that kind of thing. Create some core content on a regular basis to promote your course, and that's about it. So, you know, if you want a good example of a course, I have my High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass. It's a 27 module course right now, and it's growing because I'm updating it all the time. And I have my High Ticket Dropshipping Niche Hacks course, which is a small version of that, and my free mini course, High Ticket Dropshipping Secrets. So, you know, academy.ecommerceparadise.com, that's where all that's hosted. And I sell that course on a regular basis and do quite well with it because I put a ton of effort and energy into not only building it, but helping people with Q&A, private coaching calls, services, and also, you know, promoting like crazy all the time. So it's something you guys should consider doing, something you're skillful at, passionate about, and something that's profitable in the marketplace. If it fits those three things, then go for it, okay? And if you're the type of person that doesn't mind getting in front of the camera or in front of the computer to teach people something that you know about, go for it. If you know web development, for instance, you can have an agency around web development, help people with services. You can also build an online course on how to do it and promote it and sell it, and all sorts of good stuff. You can probably sell template websites or whatever, you know, digital products, exactly the same kind of thing that I'm doing. So, but yeah, it's really exciting world we're in right now. You can work from home and your business will start booming. So get into it, guys. Make some money from home. Choose what you want to do. And if you have any questions or need advice, feel free to reach out to me because I love to help people. You don't have to pay me for a quick question. You can just ask me on email. It's trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. If you know somebody or you yourself want to be on the podcast or collaborate and you know, talk about the collaboration and stuff like that, feel free to email me there as well. So trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. You can reach me on Facebook as well. Trevor Fenner is my profile. And just look me up on there. And yeah, add us, e-commerce paradise across the web. We have YouTube videos, podcast episodes, the blog, and all that good stuff. If you guys are interested in getting started with high ticket dropshipping, check out my free niches list, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches, and get my free mini course, ecommerceparadise.com/secrets is the link to that. And get my free guide to outsourcing, ecommerceparadise.com/outsourcing, so you can get the help you need to build your business, even in the very beginning, when you don't really understand things, okay? And if you want to outsource your business building for high-ticket dropshipping, take a look at my marketplace and my services. ecommerceparadise.com/marketplace is where I have all the starter stores and the turnkey service where I build an entire high-ticket dropshipping business for you. You can get more info on that particular service at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. And as far as the rest of my services go, I can upload products, have my team recruit suppliers for you, make long-form sales pages for the products, you know, create, optimize the offers on your products, do a conversion rate optimization makeover for your website, manage your Google ads, all sorts of good stuff. So, you know, take advantage of that and get some stuff done for you and get a business going. ecommerceparadise.com is the place to check that out. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll talk to you in the next episode, and take care out there.